You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Echo is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports more cars are being added to Toyota's Takata airbag inflator recall.
Toyota is adding nearly 1.4 million cars, trucks, and SUVs to the recall. The vehicles include the 2003 to 07 Corolla and Matrix, the 2005 and 06 Tundra pickup, the 2005 to 07 Sequoia SUV, and the 2003 to 2007 Lexus SC430 convertible.
Bradley reports the Takata airbag inflator recall is the largest auto-related recall in U.S. history.
Last month, Takata doubled the size of its airbag inflator recall to 33.8 million, covering airbags in cars and trucks made by 11 automakers. Its expansion brings to 2.9 million the number of Toyota and Lexus vehicles recalled in the U.S. due to the inflators.
You can find more news and information on our website, usaheadlinenews.com. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who pretended she was black to run a chapter of the NAACP, is defending her actions. More now from USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
After resigning her position with the NAACP, Rachel Dolezal went on the offensive, telling NBC's Today show she's always felt like she was black. A CNN commentator then wondered why someone couldn't say they were black if they wanted to be black and that racial identity could be fluid. Kevin Jackson of USA Radio Network's Kevin Jackson Show says the CNN comments are another example of liberal media spin.
Well, I think it's very duplicitous. You know, when they want to blame, I mean, the white man, for example, it's all about power and we're talking about Black Lives Matter. All right. Well, then suddenly, I tell you what, if everybody in America says, hey, you know what, if we can pull a Rachel Dolezal, we're all suddenly black. So now are we finally back to all lives matter?
I'm Jason Wirt.
An anonymous apparent fan of pigs and fairy tales is offering some shelter for any piglets still loose after a semi-trailer crash last week in southwest Ohio. Motorists on U.S. Route 35 in Xenia Township west of Dayton noticed Monday the three small houses along the highway, built fabled Three Little Pigs style. That means one of straw or hay, one of sticks, and one of bricks. The Dayton Daily News reports that no big bad wolves had huffed and puffed enough to blow down any houses by late afternoon.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I host Modern Design every Wednesday from 10 to 11 again each week. And we have different guests that talk about their insight on design, and we can learn from them and explore your own options and your own projects. It says to me today here that the weather is going to be really beautiful today, which I resent because I wish I was down the shore. But it says that today the computer is telling me that it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. You couldn't get better than that. Tonight there's a 30% chance of showers with a low of 61 degrees. On Thursday there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 75. On Thursday night, there's a 40% of showers with a low of 63. And on Friday, there is a 30% of showers with a high of 84. And the weekend kind of looks disruptive with a lot of thunderstorms. I guess that's what happens when it gets very hot. As I said, my name is Richard Scuderi. My show here is called Modern Design. And we're trying something new. We're trying some theme music. So if you guys want to call in to see if that theme is, works or something would work better, that would be a good thing to do, trying to get you motivated about design. The weather is nice now, and it's time to change out your pillows, to change out your bedding to summer bedding, and to just liven up your house for the summer months. This weekend will be the beginning of summer, so it's time to transition to all the fun things that summer brings and to make our house a little bit lighter, a little bit airier, and more summer-like. Well, my topic today is a little bit unusual. My guest is going to be a call-in guest. Her name is Lindsay Mancella. Lindsay and I and her husband David are working on doing a complete kitchen gut and renovation. And many of you out there of my listeners are considering doing a kitchen renovation, but are very much concerned about the costs, the time, and what's involved with a kitchen renovation. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to go to our first set of commercials, and I'm going to bring back Lindsay, and I'm going to get her perspective as a homeowner of what's involved and what she's gone through so far in doing a complete kitchen gut and a kitchen design. A couple of things that I'd like to bring out, though, before I bring Lindsay on the line is you got to do a lot of research before you go ahead and decide to make that step and start your kitchen. I would say the first thing you need to do is go out and get the best magazines you possibly can get and start clipping. Make a folder for yourself. If you see something that you like, go ahead and clip it, put folders together, take notes. When you're at other people's homes, take a picture on your phone. If you see something that you like, take a picture on your phone and say, okay, this is on my wish list. I want a farm sink. I want this type of countertop. I like this type of backsplash. I like the window to look like this. I like the island to be this long. I like the cooktop in the island. I like a double oven. I want an electric oven. I want a gas oven. I want a six-burner cooktop. And start to have your notes together, because it's very helpful when you go to the kitchen designers or the professionals to actually have a wish list. It helps us to create the perfect kitchen for you. So that's very, very, very important. And then you need to look at your existing space. Hopefully you're in a situation where the square footage is substantial enough that you can reconfigure the space and make the space work for you. But often we need to actually borrow from a formal dining room, a pantry, or another space in the house to make the kitchen work. And that's when we're opening up walls. And of course, when you open up walls, there's a whole list of problems that happen. Often when you open up walls, you have issues with flooring because the flooring doesn't match up underneath. In the kitchen that we're doing, we're opening up the pantry, I should say, the walk-in pantry, to make a bigger eating area. And then you have to deal with the fact that there are areas when you open it up that the wood is going to be different, and you want to be able to make it look as though the wood was complete as it was, if it was done that way initially. So there are things that you have to contend with when you open up walls to make a space work. If you're making a big, if you're taking from another space, you want to make sure there's enough ventilation, that there's enough HVAC heating and air conditioning in the space, and you want to make sure that there's proper lighting for the space. So there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration when you're doing a kitchen renovation. A couple other things that you want to think of is what type of a house you have. Do you have your starter home? Are you in a small cape? Are you in a place where if you put $100,000 into your kitchen, are you not going to get that money back? What do your neighbors have? How are your neighbors' kitchens? What's selling in the area? That's very critical as well. There's two schools of thought on that. One is that you should do what you want. And to a degree, I say that's true. And there's always room for improvement. But you want to make wise decisions with your money. So if on your street and the surrounding blocks, you have smaller homes with modest kitchens, you might want to not go over the top with your renovation, because if you ever go to sell the house and they're comped out, you might not get your money back. But that being said, there's a lot of things that you can do with an existing kitchen. I always suggest, even if you do most of the work yourself, bring in a kitchen designer. Just as if you have a new yard and you need advice on plantings, have the professionals give you the plan, and then over time you can create what you want. The same thing holds true with a kitchen. Don't go out there yourself and sort of guess, make a guesstimate of what will work. Take pictures, take your space to a kitchen designer, and have somebody give you a plan. And then you can price it. Then you can go to different cabinet shops. You can meet with different contractors do what works with your budget. But that's one of the better ways of handling a kitchen renovation. It's very important that you have your homework done. Again, you start with that wish list. You have that envelope with all the pictures of what you like and a list. I want my sink to be this size. I want it to be 10 inches deep. I want it to be a farm sink. I want to do quartz countertops. I want a tumbled stone backsplash. I want cherry cabinets. I want my floor to be some sort of a stone surface. I want radiant heat. I want undermount lights. I want cans, 5-inch cans above it. I want two lights, pendant lights over my island. I want my eating area to be near the kitchen. I want a built-in banquette on one side. You have whatever your wish lists are done. So then it becomes very easy when you have a plan and you have your wish list to have contractors come in and bid on it, because they're all bidding on the same thing. And then you could make a determination on where you're going to get the best bang for your buck, who's going to be your best contractor, and go from there. But, you know, kitchens, again, make or break a house, and they typically are the things that sell a house. So we want to make sure that we don't rush into doing a kitchen, that we don't do it too fast, and also that we don't do something that's too trendy. A lot of people are making the mistake of doing what's as trendy as possible, and it looks great when it goes in. But you know what? 5 years pass pretty quick, and a trendy kitchen with all those expensive services doesn't usually stand the test of time. So as I've always said on modern design, when you're doing your major purchases, when you're purchasing your countertops, when you're purchasing your flooring, when you're purchasing your appliances, pick things that are going to stand the test of time, that are a little bit more neutral, that are stayed, that are quality. And then take things like your wall paint and your accessories and so on, and make those be the things that are a little bit unique, funky, or of the day, because you can always change them out, and that your kitchen will stand the test of time. Okay, well, we are at 10:15. I am going to go to commercial, and when I come back from commercial, I am going to have Lindsay Mancella, who is doing in the midst of her kitchen renovation, and she's going to share with you, the listeners, her experiences with renovation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with more of Modern Design, as promised, after the first set of commercials. On the line with me here is the gracious and lovely Lindsay Mancella. Say hi, Lindsay.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
Good, good. Today's topic is all about doing your kitchen over and what's involved in it in history and getting prepared to do a kitchen and getting ideas for what you want. And I was telling our listeners in the first segment before I brought you on that no one should go into this and say, okay, what do you have in the showroom? Pick something and go at it. That this needs to be something that is researched, that you need to get out there and look at other people's kitchens. You need to get magazines. You need to go online to a lot of the good websites. You need to print pictures, and you need to come to the table with a wish list, because a kitchen is something that's a big investment, something that you're probably only going to do once in each house that you're probably in, and that you want to make sure it's going to stand the test of time, and also, as much as it's beautiful, that it's going to be functional for you. And I wanted to get your feedback or the impetus of you even thinking about renovating your kitchen.
Well, we've been planning this for a long time, so I've had ideas in my head for a few years, and every time I'd look in magazines, something caught my eye. No matter, even if it was a faucet in the whole picture, I would tear that out. Everything, you just go through magazines, and no matter what it is, you tear the whole page out and get a folder and put it in. And like you said, you come to the table with all of these things. And there's a wonderful website, Howes.
Right.
And that's where I got a lot of my ideas as well, because they have every style, contemporary, country, Victorian, modern, everything.
Right.
It's a wonderful website. And that's what I did with you.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you first purchased the home and you thought about maybe doing the kitchen over, were the thoughts of how you were going to do the kitchen at that time significantly different from the way you are going to do the kitchen now because of the change in time, the change in your taste, the change in what's out there?
Yes.
Okay. What was your first vision of what you thought you were going to do to the kitchen?
Actually, just exactly what it was, just change the cabinets and the appliances and just leave it as is.
Right. And then,
but as time went by, you know, it's a contemporary house and the kitchen is not contemporary. That's when it evolved.
And like it sounds like a light bulb went off in you, and then it said, this is something that maybe would really be exceptional. You know, I tell our listeners that all the time, is that before they go ahead and sometimes move into a house, move in bare bones and then live in a house for a while. Because I think if you take the time to get to know the house and get a feel for the house, you probably wind up doing a better renovation. So if you were to have purchased the house and done the renovation of the cabinets before you moved in, now you'd probably be living with a kitchen that you're not all that happy with. But because you... I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, absolutely, that you hit the nail on the head. You do need to live with it for a while.
Right. And then because you've lived with it for a while, not only did you find out what was going to be right aesthetically for the house and to respect the roots of the house, but also you know what works for you. You know the spaces you sit in. You know where it's light. You know where it's dark. You know where you'd want to eat. So you probably make better choices, functional choices. You know where you want your garbage disposal. I mean, your not garbage disposal, but you want to know where your garbage to be. You know where you want your sink to be placed. You get a better feel for a house, don't you think?
Absolutely. Exactly. Which you know is what happened with us.
Exactly.
You're our guy.
So let's talk about you went on houses and a site that you sent me a lot of stuff. And when you went out there and you looked at cabinets and stuff, what struck a chord with you? What did you find that you said, oh, this is beautiful, I definitely want this? What were some of the inspiration pieces you saw when you were looking at magazines? Was there some sort of continuity that you saw over and again? Or what were you seeing that said, this is me, this is what I want now?
Well, how it looked for me was the cabinets that we have now, they have a lot of grooves in them, and they're not easy to clean.
Right.
That way.
Right.
You have to use toothpicks to get inside there. I got so tired of that.
Exactly.
And so I wanted something very simple and timeless, something that would stand the test of time and not be outdated in, you know, however many years. And that was my main focus. Something that was very easy to clean.
Right.
And so I had a vision in my head. And being on house, it clicked. When I saw the shaker cabinet, it clicked. Those have been around for so long. I've seen them in different style houses. And I said, those are it. They're very easy to clean. They're beautiful. And that's why I went with those.
You know, and I have to tell you, they really are timeless. And one of the things that you said was really important is that, and I stress this to a lot of my customers, and I do make sure that all my kitchens or my projects are different colors, different so on, so I don't repeat myself. But I'm always drawn to the simplicity of a shaker cabinet, because shaker cabinet works well with traditional, transitional, or contemporary. It is timeless. You could have done it 15 years ago, 50 years ago, or today. But you can certainly make it very contemporary by doing some very modern hardware and what your other accessories are in the room. Or you could make it very country if you want. You could make it rustic. You could do a lot with it. And again, they don't go out of style. So what I say to my listeners over and over again is, when you're picking hard surfaces for your home, make sure that they are relatively neutral. Don't go over the top with them. use things like accessories and paint color and stuff that you can change out to be a little bit funky and different or personalized. But make sure that the hard surfaces stand the test of time, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you don't want to go, like you said, over the top, because I saw some cabinets that were just gorgeous.
Gorgeous, right?
Yeah. I knew that wouldn't work. They weren't practical,
right,
at least for my application. And, and you want something that if you go to sell the house,
right,
it's going to be pleasing to people that come in to look at your house.
Exactly.
They're not going to say, oh, that's over the top. Oh, we're going to have to redo this.
Right.
You want something that's going to be pleasing to people coming into your house and not feeling like, oh my goodness, we have to do a new kitchen.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And in Lindsay's case, she's opted to do the white, which I absolutely love, a white cabinet, which is great for a lot of reasons, not only because it's sort of in style right now, but also it's so universal. You can do so much color-wise with it if you start with a white cabinet. It has a nice, clean look, and white pairs with other things. So often if I'm doing a white kitchen, I'll pair it with a different color on the island or other parts of the kitchen. In this case, we opted to do a beautiful black to go with it. And it's, you know, it's a great palette we're working on. But you certainly could use, I've used slate greens a lot, olive greens. I've used gray, graphite gray. I've used a lot of other colors with white, and they work well together. Now, your cabinetry on your island is different than the cabinetry on the perimeter. Is that correct?
Yes, the island cabinets are black, which is really funny because I always knew I wanted black and white.
Right.
I always knew that, but it was always the reverse. I always wanted the black on the perimeter and the island white. But the more we talked.
Right.
I'm so happy we're doing it the opposite.
I just think it serves you better because I think a dark island has a nice look to it, and it's very grounded. And when your perimeter mm-hmm. cabinets are white, it sort of creates the illusion of more space.
Yeah.
One of the things that you were very, as we've been doing this, and we're in transition, we're not actually done yet, but we're in the process. So it's kind of always good to talk about the things that people are concerned about when you're out there looking, is that you were very concerned about making sure that all the lines, all the details were very square. Can you tell the listeners about that? Things like the sink, the molding, so on.
Yes. Well, being that the house is contemporary, I really felt that, and we have a lot of square lines, and our landscaping has curves in it to offset all of the straight edges. But
right.
Inside, I felt that the kitchen sink needed to be square lines. The corners shouldn't be curved.
Right.
Because it just takes away. To me, that's not contemporary.
Exactly. And one of the things, if I could interrupt, because this is,
yes,
I think,
yes,
critical, is that you did not want a sink dead in the center of the window. And I think this is great. You wanted to do an asymmetrically placed sink. And tell our listeners why.
Well, what do you call those windows? Crank windows?
Well, a pick.
That I have right now.
Okay, yeah.
They're crank windows, and they're
casement windows.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I want to change it to a vertical window and go across the counter, follow the counter line, and have the sink off to the side, because I felt that was a very contemporary look. And even the faucets, I'm doing a drinking water faucet also. I don't want those in the center of the sink. They've got to be, like, off a little bit.
Right,
gives it a more contemporary look.
Temporary look, exactly.
Yeah.
Lindsay, we're coming up to news. I'm going to ask you to be a good sport and stick with us, and we'll talk a little bit more about your unbelievable design project for your kitchen.
Sure, yes, definitely.
Okay, and we will be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after the news.
You USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Tropical Storm Bill to a tropical depression as it makes its way through Texas.
This water is expected to stick around for another day or so. There's a flash flood watch in effect for most of Texas.
Reporter Taylor Millard. Forecasters caution, however, that the tropical depression could bring a foot of rain and the chance of tornadoes to areas near San Antonio and Austin. The Golden State Warriors are champions of the NBA for the first time in 40 years. The team with the best regular season record beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-97 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night. China is firing back at business mogul and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. During his campaign announcement Tuesday, Trump claimed that China is stealing jobs through sneaky business practices. China's foreign ministry refutes that, saying trade between the two countries is a win-win. Congress will be going hard at Defense Secretary Ash Carter today as he is grilled about U.S. policies and strategies in the Middle East. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who pretended she was black to run a chapter of the NAACP, is defending her actions. More now from USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
After resigning her position with the NAACP, Rachel Dolezal went on the offensive, telling NBC's Today show she's always felt like she was black. A CNN commentator then wondered why someone couldn't say they were black if they wanted to be black, and that racial identity could be fluid. Kevin Jackson of USA Radio Network's Kevin Jackson Show says the CNN comments are another example of liberal media spin.
Well, I think it's very duplicitous. You know, when they want to blame, I mean, the white man, for example, it's all about power and we're talking about Black Lives Matter. All right, well then suddenly, I tell you what, if everybody in America says, hey, you know what, if we can pull a Rachel Dolezal, we're all suddenly black. So now are we finally back to All Lives Matter?
I'm Jason Wirth.
Here and online at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Las Vegas entrepreneur and founder of MGM Resorts International, Kirk Kerkorian, is dead. Dr. David Schwartz with the UNLV Center for Gaming Research says the hotel mogul was the first person to talk about big hotels in Las Vegas.
I think we still have that mindset now where we've got a couple of contenders for world's biggest hotel complex. And I think without that, Las Vegas is a much smaller city. It doesn't think as big. Kirk Kerkorian always thought big.
Nevada Senator Harry Reid said yesterday that it's a sad day for people who knew Kerkorian and that he was one of a kind.
And he didn't do it in a flashy way. He didn't do it in a headline-grabbing way. He also gave a lot of money to philanthropy.
MGM Resorts says Kirk Kerkorian died Monday evening at the age of 98. A Phoenix area man accused of helping the two Garland, Texas shooters may have been plotting an attack on February's Super Bowl. That's according to testimony from an FBI agent who says an informant revealed that information about Abdul Malik Abdul Karim last month outside of court. The suspect's brother said prosecutors are painting a bad picture of Kareem's religion.
He's getting a bad deal right now. He's not getting a good chance because I feel like it's his religion.
Kareem is accused of helping Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi plan an attack on an art contest to draw the Prophet Muhammad in Texas. They were both killed by security guards. Kareem is being held without bond. Stocks are higher at the open ahead of remarks by Janet Yellen. The Fed chair will discuss the economy after policymakers wind up a two-day meeting with a statement later today. Most economists don't expect the Federal Reserve to hike interest rates before September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all ahead in early trading. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. My show airs here on 100 in Chamber Radio each Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock live. We also do a second show from 2 to 3 called Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, where you can call our lines here and ask your design questions and have them answered in the air. With me today, I have as a guest on the line, Lindsay Mancella, who is a client and very intuitive, has great taste. And we're talking about what it takes when you're going to go ahead and actually take on the project of doing your kitchen. So, Lindsay, are you back?
I am here.
Okay, terrific. So we discussed, I think, at length cabinets and how we came up with the cabinets that you liked. You did your research. You want picked a cabinet that would be contemporary yet universal and would have good resale value. Let's talk about the floor, because the floor is one of the first things that we purchased in the space. Tell the listeners what you currently have as your floor, because we're talking about the space being not only the kitchen, but the kitchen in the family room as one big space, and what we opted to do.
Yes. We have a ceramic tile now, very outdated, and you and I and David, my husband, we selected a really beautiful gray, white, creamy color tile, and which goes perfect with the color palette of the cabinets, and you suggested incorporating that into the family room, which is a wooden floor, hardwood floor, and it's a step down into the family room, and you suggested making that floor the tile as well, making the whole space feel more like one.
That was terrific.
We loved that idea.
You know, when you visually, even if a room is one space, when you visually separate it by it being different colors or having different floors, it actually seems smaller. It shrinks, and you don't get that open look that people are looking for. But when you have continuity throughout a space, like carrying a floor, and we're doing big, almost 20 by 20 tiles here, when you're carrying that through a space, it becomes one space. So, you know, if you're in front of your beautiful new fireplace, you're in the kitchen with a glass of wine, and if you're cooking at the island, if you're in the island at the cooktop, you're in the kitchen, and you're together in one space with your guests. So I think that makes a very big difference.
Oh, yes, yes. We're really excited about that.
Now, had you thought about other surfaces for flooring before you chose a large 20 by 20 tile? Had you thought about doing different surfaces on the floor? Was wood ever on the table? Were there other surfaces that were on the table for you for flooring?
Years ago, when I first started planning this out, I did think about the hardwood floor because that's what's throughout the house.
Right.
So I thought, oh, hardwood floor. But my husband was saying, not such a good idea in case, you know, an appliance leaks, dishwasher.
Yes, water and
something.
Water and wood, for sure.
Yes, so I said, okay, none of that. Then we thought, they have the tiles that look like wood.
Right.
So I thought about that. And then, I guess, then I realized, no, we'll just put regular tile down. And I didn't even think about the large tile. But when you came into the picture, which I am so, so happy about, you suggested the large tile. And you suggested about doing the family room in that, because we would have just put carpeting down in the family room.
Right. And then the rooms become visually separate as if they're two different spaces. So it's nice that you can have the tile go through, and then if you want to offset it by putting a beautiful area rug for warmth, you can do that, but then it becomes one complete space. But you did say something that I wanted to talk to our listeners about, because it does come up a lot. Tile, I think, is one of the most interesting places that ever been. There's so many tiles, as you saw when we shopped, to look at interesting tiles, beautiful tiles, probably better than ever. And there is a trend to do a tile that kind of looks like wood. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but what I do have a problem with is that when people have a house that has real wood floors, and then they go to their kitchen or another room of their house, and then they make a tile floor that looks like a wood floor that doesn't look like the wood in the rest of the house, that never looks right. That's when it looks contrived. So I tell people, if they're starting fresh and they're doing a space like a commercial space and they'd like to use tiles that look like wood and that's the only surface they're using, that's one thing. But you have to think of how your floors transition from another one to another. So if the body of your house is wood and you want to do, let's say, a foyer area, a wet area, and then a kitchen area, it's better in those cases to do tile because they work well with the wood. They offset the wood and they look good together. It would look very contrived if you had a tile that looked like wood against real wood, don't you think?
Yes. And the thing is, you know, when you go to the tile stores, you see all these things. They're so beautiful. I like that. But you really have to step back, take the time, think about it, go back to your house and visualize, or they can even give you the samples and you bring them to the house and then you realize, oh no, this just is not going to work. Or something else, oh, this is beautiful, it does work.
No,
it enhances the space.
Exactly. And, you know, that takes time, and people have to really put the time in, especially in the beginning before they place their orders. You have to really think about things, because after you've made your decisions, if you'd make change orders, it becomes costly and expensive. So you want to make sure that you do your homework. You start with that binder, that book, that folder, and you have all your wish lists, all your ideas, all your measurements. Another thing that you and I do together a lot is we template things. We go ahead and we take painter's tape, and we put it around stuff. And I tell people to do that all the time. Don't you think, Lindsay, that's a good visual help if you're going to change some of the components of your kitchen to actually frame them out just using simple painter's tape and then live with that for a while because you get a perspective of what it's going to look like?
I think that's a must. And right. You know, I have had for a couple of months the tape up.
It's like a crime scene. It's like a crime scene in there with all that tape. But it's true because, you know, you can say, all right, we're gonna eliminate the pantry and make the eating area bigger. But when you actually do it and you look at it visually morning, noon, and night, you start to get more of a feel for it, I think.
Absolutely. And I've moved the tape around to, you know, maybe, yes, this is good, but let me try this. This might work better. And I've done that and with the island, where placing the cabinets. And it's amazing, the placement of the cabinets on the cooking side. It's amazing. You think, okay, put this here, that here. But if you put the tape, and what I did actually, I drew out on a piece of paper what the cabinet was going to look like. If it has five drawers, I put it there on that cabinet.
Right.
If it was going to be two doors to open up with the pull, the shelves, I did that. And I lived with that for a few weeks. Then, as I'm cooking, I think about it. I look at the picture and I think about it. Is this really going to work, or would it be better? And I changed it. You know, I did it like three times.
No, but that's so important, and what you're doing is so important, because a kitchen has to be as functional as it is beautiful, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think also, you can't go into these renovations quickly.
Right.
I think you need to have time. Like, even a year is great. I mean, I had a few years because, you know, things happened that we couldn't do it then, and which turned out to benefit us because now we're doing it the right way.
Exactly.
And, yeah, you can't just, these are very expensive renovations, and you got to make sure you do it right the first time. So, very important, like you said, take the time. Do the research.
Absolutely, and due time. We're about to just go to a small set of commercial messages, and when you come back, what we're currently working on, I think, is very interesting to people. We're talking about picking countertops and slabs, and Lindsay's had some really interesting, I think, experiences in the past 2 weeks, I would say, on picking your slabs, and many of you haven't gone that route yet, where you go out to the fabricators and make sure you don't put your best shoes on because they're going to be covered in stone dust. But what's that, you know, what that is all about, and something to think of. So we're at 10:45. We're going to take a couple quick commercials, and we'll be back shortly with Lindsay and more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a full-service interior designer. I've been in the business for 16 years now. If you'd like to reach me, I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in the Rugs to Riches building, the former Lennox building, right there at the Flemington Circle. And my phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. If you'd like to go to my website, it's www.mavinhilldesigns, M-A-V-I-N, hilldesigns.com. And on the phone, if you're just tuning in at this point, I have a very good client, Lindsay Mancella. Lindsay and David have decided to take on a big kitchen renovation, kitchen and family room, open up the space, do beautiful high-end finishes. And we are talking now about, we're going to transition now to countertops. So many of you haven't changed your countertops. You're living with countertops from previous owners, or it's done for you by the builder and you haven't had to do it. But if you ever have to go and do your cabinets, or your countertops over, the process is kind of, I think it's kind of fun and interesting, don't you?
Yes, it was fun, but it was extremely interesting, and I learned so much.
What happens is you have what's out there is called a fabricator, and that's the person that when you pick your stone, and stone is sold in slabs, they're quarried together. So when the slabs are quarried, they're cut sort of into slivers, and typically they're an inch and a quarter in depth, and they're cut and they're on their side. And then you go to a fabricator that has some sort of a warehouse, kind of like an airplane hangar, and you say, I like this one, I like this one, I like this one. And you probably will only be looking at that very first slab because the ones that behind it were taken out at the same time, so they should be somewhat similar. But there is some questions of consistency, especially when you're dealing with granite and picking one that's right for your space. And sometimes that could be very confusing, don't you think?
Yes.
So tell us about your experience with picking what your countertops were going to be.
Well, originally I was going with, I think it was quartzite.
Right.
Am I correct? Yes. And I really thought that's what I wanted. But the same thing as when you're doing your kitchen, you need to take the time because you can make a mistake.
Right.
You're gonna. I liked so many different things, and I ended up going toward granite.
Right.
Eventually, because I hunted down the quartzite and I could not find one that I really would like for the island. I wanted a statement for the island.
Right.
Because the perimeter, the cabinets along the perimeter, that countertop was going to be solid. So I wanted something with movement to it. Oh, look, I wanted a statement on the island. And so we ended up going with the granite, and I'm very happy about that. They do give you samples to take, whether they've got it cut already or they'll, like, break a corner piece off for you. And what I did was, at home, I put water on it, I put lemon juice, I squeezed lemon juice on it, I put oil on it, and I left it overnight.
Just to see how
the durability of it.
Right.
So then I cleaned it off with warm water and soap, I dried it, and you never knew anything was on it.
A couple things I think our listeners to hear that I just want to reiterate. One is that in this case, we're having to use two different surfaces. So the perimeter cabinets, just to explain, the cabinets that are going around the kitchen that are white, we're putting on a granite. And we're using an absolute black granite, which does not have a lot of movement. It's a black. You can see that it's a natural stone, and it has a polished finish. That is, it's protected, and it has some sheen to it. On the island, which is black, we were trying to pick a surface that was going to have a little movement to it. And typically, certain stones have movement to them. There's a series of granites called Juperanos, and they have a lot of swirls and granite and so on. That might be a way to go. We also initially found a quartzite product that was very interesting, that had like sort of long linear lines, and that created a lot of visual interest as well. But ultimately, as Lindsay has been saying, don't rush to the first granite you see, tag it, slab it, do the templating, and then say, you know what, I like the one at my friend's house better. Do your research. One of the things that Lindsay did, which I thought was very interesting, that most of my clients didn't take the time to do, was fabricators usually have a good good amount of granite samples and quartz samples to choose from. But they also do work, they also go to other granite yards, stone yards, and buy their granite. So a good fabricator, that is the person that is going to cut your stone and install it, will give you a list of their other stone yards they use. And that's what you did in this case, right, Lindsay? You took some field trips. Tell our listeners about that.
Yes. My husband took the day off, and we went to everyone that they told us, they gave us a list for, and it was very interesting. Some of these, it's amazing what comes out of the earth. I have to tell you, some pieces were just pure artwork.
And they vary so much, don't they? They vary a lot.
They do, even if it's the same stone.
Right.
They may change the name a little bit.
Right.
So that, you know, it's not considered, you know, they have something a little different. But essentially, it's the same stone, and they'll look completely different.
Absolutely.
Completely. Some will have beautiful wave veins through it. Some will have, like, a big... Well, for example, we're going with the white Jucarana.
Right.
And it's got white, it's got gray, it's got black veins through it. And one particular one has like a big, I don't know, I'll call it a blob. I don't know what to call it.
Or a fossil, or, you know, it's just naturally occurring, whatever was there at the time. Right.
It's natural.
Right.
And, you know, so you have that, and we went to another one, another supplier, and they had it, and they just had thin veins going through the center of the stone. They all vary. It's amazing. It's just amazing, and it is so interesting. I'm so glad we did this, and actually we're going again to really pinpoint the one down that we want, because
you
can't even do it in one trip.
No, you can't.
You have to go back again.
Yeah,
we took pictures.
Right, right.
We took pictures. We looked at the pictures in our kitchen, and we tried to think, well, will this work? Well, you know, will that work? And now we're pinpointing it down, and we're going to finalize it this weekend. And that's another thing. You really need to take your time with that, because... You know, don't go with the first one that you see, because you'll end up regretting it.
I agree. Believe it or not, Lindsay, it went so fast. I could talk to you for 3 hours. We are out of time. We're at 10:58. But I thank you for sharing your experiences. You know, it's one thing for me as a designer to say, let's go to the stone yard, but when you actually get it from someone that isn't in the field, that's experiencing it, it's their own house, it makes it much more personal. So I really appreciate you being so candid with your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Rich.
All right.
Anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
Okay. I wanted to let our listeners know that I will be back on the air later this afternoon at 2 o'clock with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. And that's where you can call here with your questions live. You can also text me or email me, and I read them on the air and try to answer all your design dilemmas to the best of my ability. So thank you for joining us for Modern Design. I'll see you at 2 o'clock for Modern Design 2. Thank you, and have a good day.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Tropical Storm Bill to a tropical depression as it makes its way through Texas.
This water is expected to stick around for another day or so. There's a flash flood watch in effect for most of Texas.
Reporter Taylor Millard. Forecasters caution, however, that the tropical depression could bring a foot of rain and the chance of tornadoes to areas near San Antonio and Austin. The Golden State Warriors are champions of the NBA for the first